From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is due to meet with leaders of the intelligence community Tuesday to discuss the response to an attempted airline bombing on Christmas Day. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says various U.S. intelligence agencies had bits and pieces of information that could have and should have been put together in a way that would have kept bombing suspect Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab off a Detroit-bound jetliner. A senior administration official says failures to share those bits and pieces of information won't be tolerated. Leaders of all the intelligence agencies are set to meet with the president tomorrow in the White House Situation Room. Also on the agenda at that meeting are stepped-up airport security measures. Starting today, U.S.-bound passengers coming from more than a dozen countries are supposed to get extra screening, and Homeland Security officials have been dispatched to other countries to meet with airport security counterparts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says a surge in oil al-Qaeda activity in Yemen continues to pose a threat. Clinton's comments came as the U.S. and British embassies there remain closed for a second day in response to threats from al-Qaeda.
We see global implications from the war in Yemen and the ongoing efforts by al-Qaeda in Yemen to use it as a base for terrorist attacks far beyond the region.
Also shutting down for the most part were the French, German, and Japanese embassies amid reports that suicide bombers planned to strike Western targets. Yemeni government officials say their forces killed two suspected al-Qaeda militants and wounded a number of others in a firefight 25 miles north of the capital. Number 6, Boise State, in a 17-10 victory over third-ranked TCU, won the Fiesta Bowl on Monday night. Boise State and TCU are the focus of a TV ad targeting the bowl championship series and the college championship game on Thursday. A group called the Playoff Pack wants a playoff system so that non-BCS teams like Boise State and TCU can play for the national title. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Harold Burgess has the story.
The Playoff Pack says it plans to run its ads in Boise, Dallas, and Salt Lake City, where undefeated non-BCS college football teams were left out of BCS championship games. The ad uses the comments of BCS director Bill Hancock.
You guys had a great season. I mean, they're undefeated, but not everybody can play.
And then flashes the phrase, yes, they can, it's called a playoff. The ad notes that both Boise State and TCU were both undefeated before Monday night's Fiesta Bowl. Utah went undefeated last year.
This is NPR News. It's official, South Africa's President Jacob Zuma has taken his fifth wife. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Gault reports.
Scores of politicians and celebrities attended President Jacob Zuma's marriage to his fifth wife in his Zulu enclave. The bride, Tobeka Madiba, had already married Zuma in a legal ceremony, but this was the traditional marriage called for by Zulu custom to introduce the bride to the elders and ancestors. The couple have three children, and by his other wives, Zuma has a total of 18. Also this week, Zuma paid lobola, bride price, to a fiancé who will become his sixth wife. Reactions to the wedding were mixed, with most Black South African men interviewed approving of the president's multiple marriages allowed by Zulu custom, but many non-Zulu women disapproving. The leader of the Christian Democratic Party described the wedding as a giant step back into the dark ages. Charlene Hunter-Gault, NPR News, Johannesburg.
A court spokesman says a Los Angeles judge has scheduled a hearing on Wednesday in the Roman Polanski case. Superior Court spokesman Alan Parachini says Judge Peter Espinoza will convene a status conference. It is the first time the 30-year-old sex case will be back in court since a state appeals court last month rejected Polanski's bid to have his case dismissed. Polanski is under house arrest at a Swiss chalet. He was arrested in late September on a fugitive warrant. Swiss authorities have not yet ruled on whether Polanski will be extradited to Los Angeles. The Chinatown director fled the United States in 1978 as he was about to be sentenced after pleading guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.